Good evening, everyone. I hope that you and your families had a joyous and blessed Christmas, and I wish you all the best with the upcoming new year. Today, the church celebrates the Feast of the Holy Family, a time when we are called to ponder the loving relationship between Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and reflect upon the relationships within our own families. The household of Nazareth was a holy family, one in which Mary and Joseph worked hard, helped each other, understood and accepted each other, and took good care of Jesus so that he may grow up not only in human knowledge, but also as a child of God. As we remember the virtues of the Holy Family, this feast encourages us to have those same attributes and to turn to the Holy Family as a source of inspiration as we strive to follow the example of holiness within our own families. The church teaches that the Christian family is a communion of persons, a sign and image of the communion of the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit, relationship bonded in self-giving love. Building this community of love and sharing begins with each family member's willingness to offer themselves for the sake of another, and we have in the Holy Family the perfect example of this type of love. Love for God was the cornerstone of the Holy Family. Their desire to be faithful to God and to please Him in all things was also what strengthened their love for each other. Out of this love also came the virtues of obedience and acceptance. The Holy Family accepted God's unique individual plan for each of their own lives, and they were committed to answer that call. Mary accepted God's plan to be the mother of Jesus. Joseph accepted taking Mary into his home and was devoted to being the foster father of God's Son. Jesus accepted the will of his Father, which was often a difficult road to follow, but one he followed in obedience. Our liturgy draws our attention to what God asks of each family member, spouse, parent, and child, to nourish and sustain a family that is committed to love of God and love for one another, one that embodies the virtues of the Holy Family. In our first reading, we learn of the spiritual and moral obligations of children to honor one's mother and father. When we speak of the word honor in the context of God's fourth commandment, this refers to a reciprocal appreciation of love and respect on the part of children for their parents, who, in turn, are committed to their responsibility for the spiritual and temporal welfare of their children. For those children who abide by God's command to honor their parents, God promises a fivefold reward. The first is riches, that being God's grace in their lives. The second is a long life lived in relationship with God. The third is God's blessing on the children's own families. The fourth is the forgiveness of sins. And the fifth is God's prompt answer to prayers. We have in Luke an illustration of what it means to honor one's father and mother. When Jesus was found in a temple by Mary and Joseph after going missing for 3 days, he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them, and Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. We have in that passage a faithful depiction of the Holy Family living to the fullness of God's fourth commandment and the spiritual rewards that God promised to all of us who honor our parents and parents who fulfill their vocation for the spiritual and temporal welfare of their children. In the letter from St. Paul, we learn of the characteristics and traits of a Christian family that strives for holiness. Put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. The church gives us this feast not only to remember the Holy Family, but also our own families. And Paul reminds us to give thanks to God for the gift of our families. A way that we can offer our thanks to God for our families is by aspiring to have the same faithful attributes that were shared in that home in Nazareth, a family that was devoted to prayer and listening to and acting upon what God had asked of them. Friends, when we work to overcome our differences, to have compassion, offer forgiveness, and are willing to serve each person of our household, despite the challenges that might present, it is then that we truly put on love so that the peace of Christ may control our hearts. Tonight's gospel describes the presentation of the infant Jesus in the temple. Jewish parents were obliged by law and scripture to bring their firstborn child before God in the temple and offer their child as a gift to God. As a pious Jewish couple, Mary and Joseph faithfully fulfilled the precepts within the Jewish tradition, despite the fact that Jesus was their child, the Son of God, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, the Word incarnate. Mary and Joseph's obedience and their love of God and what God asked of them, to be faithful witnesses to their child, knowing fully the divine nature of Jesus, illustrates the responsibility of parents to be the first teachers of the faith for their children, a vow that is taken during the sacrament of baptism. As we heard, this fidelity to God's will continued as the Holy Family returned home, where the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Friends, this feast highlights the holiness of the loving relationship of the Holy Family with God and among themselves so that we can experience this joy within our own families. Hold in your hearts that just as Jesus brought holiness to the family of Mary and Joseph, our Lord is there within our own families, desiring to bring holiness in all our relationships. So as we leave Mass tonight, inspired by the Word of God, and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the most holy Eucharist, what steps can we take as spouses, parents, and children to strive for holiness within our families and be a source of inspiration for others?